Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be upon you today. May you have a great day today. We're going to move further into the realm of worship. Worship is honoring God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, giving it all up toward Him and acknowledging how great He is. And in order to move further into the realm of understanding worship, there's a scripture in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 where David is at a dedication and he prays a prayer. In 1 Chronicles 29:10, and I'm reading out of the American Standard Bible, so David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty." Now you see, these words are all honoring God and acknowledging that He deserved to be worshipped. It goes on to say in that same verse, "Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all." He goes in the 12th verse, "Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone." Then the 13th verse, he says, "Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name." In this text this morning in our meditation, we want to acknowledge the information that David released here that can cause us to worship God in spirit and truth, recognizing how great God is, recognizing that everything is under His control, that yield to Him, that He's the greatest, that the riches and the honor and the dominion is in His hand. You need to have this type of revelation for true worship. You need to know who God is. The Spirit of God said to me, "One cannot worship me who really do not know me." We have had so much religion, fashion, and form to somewhat in the churches that it has not build a platform to really worship God. We've had so much pretended worship, emotional worship without a revelation. We're not being leaning on the dark side this morning, but you have to go that side to see the bright side, that the Father seeks us to worship Him in the spirit and truth and seek us to worship Him as He really is. God is fully in authority and dominion. Now, I know some things go on because they yield to the doctrines of this world, but yet we who trust God, we who believe in God, we who take time to praise and worship and pray and meditate and study God's word, we walk in the light of God's goodness. So the light of God's goodness may spread all around you this day. And may you walk in that light today, because the Bible said the entrance of God's word giveth light. The word of God said in the Psalm, "Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Continue worshiping Him and the light will get brighter and brighter and brighter.